Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:42, we're into the second day of the Republican National Convention, and we have a running mate. We have a ticket. It's Trump and Vance, the Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
He just said, look, I think we've got to go save this country. I think you're the guy who can help me in the best way. You can help me govern. You can help me win.
As he was speaking with Sean Hannity last night, Samantha Manning continues our live team coverage out of Milwaukee. And you cover Senator Vance in Washington. What do we need to know about him?
Yeah, so Rich, so he's the first millennial to ever be on the ticket, right, for the presidential race like this. He is a veteran. He is an author. He had the best-selling book, Hillbilly Elegy. It was pretty popular because it became a movie. So he's pretty well-known from that. In terms of experience in Congress, he's relatively new. He was elected in November of 2022 and just started serving his term last year as the junior senator in Ohio. And so that lack of experience is giving some Republicans some pause, some concern. You know, I'm not so sure how he may do with that lack of executive experience. But there's also a lot of positivity from delegates out here. A lot of them say they're hoping he can help bring in a lot of the Midwestern voters, particularly those in those really critical battleground states.
You know, as I consider one of the words that has come up so often with Donald Trump as presidential candidate initially before being elected president in 2016 and since is instinct. Does it seem to many who support this nomination, this selection, that this is Trump showing his instinct versus maybe what so many others were saying in his other ear about safe and stability and even the kind of a candidate like Mike Pence was from 2016?
Yeah, right. And Trump's always been known to do his own thing, right, and to not necessarily follow the path that everyone might think. So I think a lot of the delegates are trusting his instinct in this case, and they were really happy to also just kind of fill out that ticket. It's making it more real, right, ahead of November and more finalized, and it's empowering them. Looking forward now.
You know, as we look at the mood in the venue, it certainly turned celebratory so fast after near tragedy, and ultimately tragedy for the 50-year-old father and firefighter who lost his life. And I know that he was honored in tributes from, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Senator Tim Scott as well. Has the mood shifted to celebratory? And today's focus, I understand, is more on immigration as an overall theme.
Right. So today's theme is going to be, make America safe again, with immigration being a big focus. But in terms of the celebratory theme, you know, there was a lot for delegates to celebrate yesterday. Of course, finding out about Senator J.D. Vance joining the ticket was very exciting for a lot of the folks here. But there was also that news of the judge in Florida dismissing the classified documents case. And, you know, even though that's outside of the convention realm and, you know, we're talking about a legal issue here, that was a really big win for former President Trump and for his supporters. So they had a lot to be excited about. And it sort of shifted the tone and the conversation away from those security concerns that were really kind of the big focus moving into this convention.
Yeah, indeed. And if you consider some of the other wins, including the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, it has been a series of wins for the Trump ticket overall on the Republican side. Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage by way of Washington, now in Milwaukee. We'll hear from you throughout the rest of the week at the Republican National Convention.